a prayer for protection. According to John 14:14, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels in great abundance in my presence, the presence of everyone that I have prayed for today, and into our homes, cars, trucks, lands, properties, buildings, and workplaces to protect us, guard us, and to force out, drive out, and cleanse out all evil, wicked demon, and tormenting spirits from our presence, in our homes, cars, trucks, lands, properties, animals, and workplaces, and send them to where you want to send them, in Christ Jesus' holy name. To God be the glory. Amen. Lord Jesus, I ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds and around each of us to protect us from the enemy. I ask you to do this according to John 14:14. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray for myself and others. Everyone that I pray for today, I pray for all members of Congress and of the armed forces of our nation, all of our intercessors, teachers, pastors, friends, enemies, neighbors, doctors, dentists, everyone we go to church with, and all of your workers. Heavenly Father, I ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I ask you to let us say that you are our Lord, our refuge, our fortress, and our God in whom we can trust. I ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your wings to take refuge. I ask you to let your faithfulness and truth be our shield and armor. I ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the deadly pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. I ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and not to let any come near us. I ask you to give your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up so we do not even dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way. I ask you to let us tread upon the lion and serpent, and to let us trample the young lion and the serpent under our feet. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble, deliver us, honor us, and sanctify us with a long life, and show us your salvation. Heavenly Father, I thank you that these things are written in Psalms 91, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I thank you that we can abide under the shadow of our Almighty God. I thank you that we can say you are our Lord, our refuge, our fortress, and our God, whom we can trust. I thank you for delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I thank you for covering each of us with your feathers. I thank you that we can walk under your wings and take refuge. I thank you that your faithfulness and truth is our shield and armor. I thank you that we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. I thank you that 1,000 shall fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, and none will come near us. I thank you for giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all your ways, and that your angels' hands will lift us up so we do not dash our foot against a stone. I thank you that we can tread upon the lion and serpent, and trample the young lion and the dragon upon our feet. I thank you that when we call upon you, you will answer us and be with us in trouble. Deliver us, honor us, sanctify us with a long life, and show us your salvation. Heavenly Father, I am thankful that our Lord Christ Jesus spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphed over them in himself. I claim all that victory for our lives. I reject all insinuations, accusations, and temptations of Satan. I affirm that the word of God is true, and we choose to live in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, and in fellowship with you. Open our eyes and show us the areas of our lives that do not please you. Work in us to cleanse us from all ground that will give Satan a foothold against us. We do in every way stand in awe that it means to be your adopted child, and we welcome all the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I pray that now and through our lives, you would strengthen and enlighten us. Show us the way Satan and his demonic spirits are trying to hinder, tempt, lie, and distort the truth in our lives. Enable us to be the kind of person that will please you. Enable us to be aggressive in prayer and faith. Enable us to be aggressive mentally, to think about and practice your word, and to give you your rightful place in our lives. Heavenly Father, I place all of my cares, all of my anxieties, all of my worries, and all of my concerns once and for all on you, because I know that you love me and watch over me, according to 1 Peter 5:7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen.